Okay, everybody say. So obviously this past Shabbos or Shabbos Shuvah, I'm sure everyone heard plenty of drushas and speeches and stories and tidbits, and so I'm not going to share my two cents. But the parasha, towards the, for sure the end of the parasha, there's a very big emphasis on Torah. Pasuk says, "Ki lo yishachach mipizaroi." Rashi quotes over there, "A Torah will never be forgotten from Klal Yisrael." Which is something that throughout history, Jews, I wouldn't say doubted HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but definitely came to the question of, is it really going to be? They say that Rebbe Eliyahu Meir Bloch, who survived the war, was in the swarm store, like during the Holocaust here in America, and he went to buy a ketzais. The owner of the store told him, you should know, this is probably the last ketzais that's ever going to be sold in America.
Wow.
Which made sense. If you looked at the demographics of the world at that time, it wasn't crazy. And Rebbe Eliyahu Meir Bloch started yelling at him. So what are you talking about? Says in the Chumash, Ki lo yishachach mipizaroi. Fast forward to today, every yeshiva kid has a ketzais today. But every yeshiva, there's 20 copies of ketzais. Today, the kids bring with them to ninth grade. They bring a Gemara, a Kovetz, and a ketzais. Look, Baruch Hashem, Ki lo yishachach mipizaroi. But Lamaise said there were times in Jewish history where it wasn't so simple. The Torah would continue. Because Baruch Hu tells us there's going to be rabbis, ro'is, v'tzareis, which the I've so brought down the gematria of ro'is, v'tzareis. One is 1916, and one is 1942, which were some very difficult years. Now is not the time to get into it. People often don't focus enough about what World War I did to the European world, or for that matter, Jewish life in Europe. People always focus on World War II, but World War I was a ganz fine mess as well. It had a very, very bad impact on the world, obviously in Jewish, European Jewry as well. So that's referenced in the passage. So the Torah says, what do we do for all these tzaros? What's the Yid supposed to do? So the Torah tells us, Hashira, we're left with the Torah. The Torah is somehow the way we're supposed to find some form of nechama in all the difficulties that the world throws us. There's no shortages of tragedies. I'm sure everyone's familiar with the tragedies in this neighborhood that occurred over the last day or two. Terrible tragedies. Young people, active people, very important people, askanim. There's no answers to be masber. I'm definitely not the right guy to answer why people are taking from us. Not my job, but the dentist, yeah. Yeah, she's a solo member, a dentist, a big Baal Chesed, a wonderful person. It's just a sad world we live in today. Yeah, I was glad to talk to someone last night. We'd go back throughout the whole year and we'd remind ourselves of all the people we lost this year. It's something unique. All the people we lost this year, at least the big names everyone knows about, they were all what we'd call major askanim in their fields. We've lost, obviously, Chaim Kanevsky in the world of Torah. Then we've lost people in the world of Chesed, just from Misaskim, Rabbi Wallerstein and his, and then we have in Tzedakah from Chicago, Yaakov Reichenbach. It's an amazing thing to think about all the people in their fields of where they shined. Yanki Meyer from Misaskim, that was a pelvic idiot. Unbelievable the way he lived his life.
Rabbi Levine.
Right, Rosh Hashiva and Torah. So we lost so many figures throughout the year in different areas. We lost people in Torah, people in Chesed, people in Askanis, and people. It's a very scary thing to think about. And again, what do? We daven and we try to find some form of way of not understanding the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what the Torah tells us in this week's parasha, that Torah gives us the greatest, Torah gives us that pickup somehow to move on. Came across a Mardi Gemaisa. I know it's late already, but I think it's a very serious Gemaisa. There was a fellow who used to go to a shir. He used to be part of the learning circle. And after a while, life got busy, schedule, he stopped coming. And he really basically fell off the face of the earth with regard to the world of Torah. And then one day he shows up at the shir. One day he comes back to the shir. So his friends ask him, why did you come back to the shir? He says, I'll tell you after the shir. I want to come. I came to the shir to learn. I'll tell you after the shir. So he says, so my high, where have you been for 20 years? You never learned the word. All of a sudden now you're back in the shir. So he said, this is not a push to get attendance up in the shir. It's not my agenda.
That's my job.
You're preaching to the good,
right? That's exactly right. That's not my agenda, but I thought it was an amazing story. So the fellow goes, he tells, I'll tell you what happened. He says, I had to never put my mother in a nursing home. So I was in a nursing home. I was, checking it out. I'm walking down one of the hallways, and I hear two old men fighting. Two roommates in a nursing home. You know what it looks like. They're fighting over. One guy screams, 87. One guy screams, 100. Their mom is getting at each other over this. So the guy walks and says, what are you guys fighting about? He says, you have no idea. You're a youngster. What do you know? So he said, maybe I can, help out. He says, we're fighting. How many cars pass by our window every hour? That's what we're fighting about. This is okay. So he goes to a different, he's walking a different part of the nursing home. He also hears people screaming. He says, oh my gosh, this nursing home is crazy. Everyone's screaming all day long. See, he hears two men screaming. He walks by the room, he sees two old men sitting, and he listens to what they're screaming about. They're screaming about Pshat and Rashi. One old guy says, no, it's not Pshat and Rashi. No, it's not Pshat and Rashi. Guy said he left that nursing home and he ran to the shiv. He said, I don't want to be like those two guys when I get old. And I'm going to be fighting about how many cars pass my window. That's going to be my ganz leben. I'm going to fight about how many cars are passing by the window. Or I could be fighting about Shadon HaRashi and HaTosfos and Kiveger, or this and that and the other. He said, that was my motivation to come to shiv. So when I heard that story, it shook me to the core. I don't know if anyone else got the same desires, but you might say we meet people today, older people, and what's their life left with? They talk about politics. They kvetch about everything, and they don't really have any meaning to their life. Mashiach, you meet people that even when they're much older, they still have Torah. They go to shul, they learn. They have chavrusas. They have meaning in their life, and they're very happy and find meaning in life. As opposed to these people, it's nebuch. They don't have a much to look forward to. You get an occasional visit from a grandkid here and there, but other than that, they're yoshid batal. What do they do? If a guy, someone has Torah, that he takes with you forever. You can be in a nursing home, you could be in bed, but you have Torah. So it's the Torah is reminding us in this week's parasha that that's really what we cling to. That's what we hold on to, and that's what's going to give us chiyus. Even l'besoif, even towards the end of the, like we say in the davening, that Torah is the only thing that gives you even after you get older. You can't work and you can't do other things, but Torah is always something that's available to us. Okay, everybody said. Let's talk about a topic which is very overlooked, in my opinion. I think it's very geschmack, both in lamdis and even in halacha as well. And that's referring to the averus bin adam lechaveru. Most people, when they come to Yom Kippur, they were very focused on averus bin adam lemakim. What do I do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? All the averus I did, I have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechil. But there's another element of averus bin adam lechaveru. And that starts off with the Mishnah in Yuma towards the end of the perek, the end of the last perek in Yuma. Mishnah tells us, averus bin adam lemakim. Any averus between man and Hashem, Yom Kippur mechap. Yom Kippur is mechap. Now, the truth is, this itself is a whole Shabbos Shuvah Drasha. It's not exactly as simple as we all think. And we all think, like the Mishnah says, Averish Menad Lamakim, whatever I did with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all I need to do is Yom Kippur. The problem is, the Gemara says in Yuma, that's not exactly true. It really only works for Lavin. Basically, Chayv Krisus, you need to have Yisurin. For some things, you need to have Yisurin and Misa. So it's basically Chayv Lavin and Bittul Aseh. So, okay, that covers only a very small area of Averish that we do. But the Chida writes that Mori Di Gechidish ties into what we said before. The Chida writes that if a person has Torah, then he doesn't need Yisurin. Unbelievable Chiddush. Says the Chida when the Gemara says that person needs Yisurin to get Kapar for Averis. That's talking about a Yid who doesn't learn Torah. Yid who has Torah, the Torah will be Memala, the place of the Yisurin, which itself is an amazing idea. But the Mishnah writes over here that Averis bin Adam l'makim yam kippah mechap. Yam kippah mechap. Thank you. Averis bin Adam l'chaveira, but Averis between people and yam kippah mechap achi yiratze es chaveira. Then says the Mishnah, not so fast. Any averus between person and person, then you need to be meratze es chaveru. We'll see in a second from the Pichodesh, what exactly does that word mean? Actually, meratze es chaveru. So there's two ways you can learn the Mishnah. Either it means until I appease my friend, which I make him happy, which means he forgives me, or it means I attempted to get him to forgive me. I wish I knew Hebrew better. My says chatani maskim. When I was in Yeshiva, we had a wonderful Hebrew teacher, Rabbi Acker Zatzal. He's already no longer with us. He was a fantastic. Oh yeah, Adam also, fantastic, fantastic kid. He was a Talmud Chacham. He was a Baki Bedigdug. He was a Talmud Chacham. He was a wonderful, wonderful yid. He was nifter already 2 years ago. 2 years ago.
Two years
ago. Wonderful, wonderful yid. So he used to teach when I was in high school. He taught 2 years, ninth and tenth grade. He taught us Hebrew. A good yeshiva bachur. We had no interest in listening because we thought it wasn't important. Now I look back, it was foolish. I would have learned the old Digduk. I would have known what Rashi means. Right. I would have known what to do when the Bakari makes a mistake. I would have known a lot of things, but happens when you're a kid.
I got his daughter Naomi lives behind me. Yeah. There's a Naomi who lives across from us, Horn, and the Naomi behind, and they were talking last night.
Yeah.
Her name is Bedafta Naomi, and she pronounces it Naomi because her father, the guy sitting there telling me about him, Mamish last night, the Dr. Acker was the one who said, her name's named after Ruth Naomi.
Naomi, that so was the name.
Naomi.
He was amazing. Yeah. An amazing Baldikduk. He was a new Tanakh. He was a wonderful, wonderful yid. It's a shame. After I got older, I got married, and I lived in the neighborhood. That's when I got more of appreciation for him as I grew older. But when we were in high school, we just wanted to pass the class and move on. So he was a big Baldikduk. So he would be upset at me now that I don't know the diyuk that the Pichadish is going to make. What is the word Sheyiratzen? Does Sheyiratzen mean until I make my friend happy? What does it mean until I ask, I try? I mean, I appease him. It means I try. I don't exactly accomplish it, but I try. We'll see the pre-chadash is aimed on. Then the Mishnah continued. Doresh Rebbe Eliezer ben Azariah. How do you know this? How do you know you have to be meratzes chaveroi? Because it says in the pasuk, Mikol chatoseichem lefnei Hashem titor. From all your sins in front of Hashem, you will become pure. Then the Mishnah goes again. Averish ben Adam l'maki yam kippur mechaper. Averish ben Adam l'chaveroi yam kippur mechaper at sheiratzes chaveroi. So we have over here a Mishnah. Mishnah tells us that if you want to obtain slicha v'kapara from your friend, you got to be meratzes chaver. What does it mean meratzes chaver? It's the rights to pichadash over here, number two.
Why is it pronounced yiratzeh and not shayirtzeh?
Okay, that way won't matter. It will matter if it's supposed to be yisratzeh. That will be the difference. So if you look at the pichadash over here, number two, he writes over here, he says a chiddush. A big chiddush halacha l'maisa. He says, let's say, for example, we're going to learn in a second, that the Gemara says you have to ask your friend three times for mechil. And after that, you don't have to ask anymore. So what happens after that? You babble the guy, you hurt him, you insulted him, so you go over to him for him kippur, you ask him to be meichumi, the guy says, absolutely not, you're a jerk, nothing doing. So you come back 10 minutes later, he'll be meichumi. Still a jerk, nothing changed. So the truth is, the Mishtabura Grata writes, Mishtabura habits to write that when you're going three times to your friend, every time you should try to change it up a little bit. So the first time you start off, I'm sorry, I hurt you. Next time you got to say, you got to look for a synonym for I'm sorry. You know, you got to be more creative in your pitch attempt.
Is there a timeline between them?
It doesn't sound like there is a timeline. No, I didn't come across.
Promise you right, Ray?
Say, again, obviously, you know, at some point you have to just, you know, it has to be make sense that you're giving a little time for him to, you know, digest it. You're going to go 1 minute and the next minute. But I haven't come across anywhere specifically where he gave a timeline. We'll see in the Gemara that there was one Amoira who used to break it up every year. He went for 13 years to ask Mechila for an Aver. 13 years in a row, he kept on asking for the same, he kept on getting a no. So that's real persistency. But okay, in any case.
It's interesting that the persistence on asking your friend for Mechila, but not on you giving other people.
So we're going to learn about that. Right, obviously, there's always going to be a two-way street there. We're going to learn about that.
Your image of asking for forgiveness should be you're giving forgiveness.
Right, we're going to learn about that. Which is what there are more rights in Shulchan Aruch, that you should not be an Avzari, and you should give Mechila. Oh, we can come back to that also. We'll get back to Tfilah Zakeh at some point. So we're going to talk about it. We're going to come back to it. Oh, hold up. We're going to come back to it hopefully later today. So let's see. So Zakta Prichadosh, he says, the Dover Baru, Zakta Prichadosh number two, the Kivin Shayyasim Mishloisha Palma in a Zakakloid of Faisoi, says the Prichadosh that after three times, we're going to see this in the Gemara in a minute, you don't have to ask him. Why? Shayyama Kippur Mechat. Says the Pichadish, after you did your time, you put in your three times, you're good to go. Means you no longer have the Severi hanging overhead. He says, how do I know it? It's a Mishnah. Mishnah says, the Alma, the Cholshem, Iratso, Ava Pishahu, Loi Nisratseh. Says the Pichadish, it's not about him liking you. He can still hate you. But if you did what the Halacha says, you went your three times, you did your thing legitimately, and he still doesn't like you, you're good to go. You can go on to Yom Kippur feeling confident that you're going to be mechaper. Says the Pichadish, how do I know it? So he says it from the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, af bishu lo yisrat dim lo yikain, ad she yisrat secha veri mi boil. Says the Pichadish, because if it's about him being appeased, it should have said, ad she yisrat se, until you appease your friend. It doesn't say that. It says, ad she yiratse, which means that you try. Now, it's very mistavra like this. Why? Because how can the Torah... I can't control someone's emotions. Like, what do you want me to do? I babbled the guy. Yes, I did something wrong. And he doesn't want to let it go. What am I supposed to do? I can't force him to like me. And everyone knows you can't force people to like each other. And we spoke about this once in Hilchos Purim. There's a whole shayla. If you give shalachmanis to a guy, you bring him a beautiful basket, and the guy says, no. I don't want your shalachmanis. I don't like you. Go away. Are you yaitzah mishalachmanis? The Ramah Pasuk is your yaitzah. Well, Terry says, I did what I can do. Chazal can't demand of you that I should do something that he wants. I can't force him. I do my job. I try. So Mela, I try. I'm good. So Zakta Pichadosh, as long as you try, and we'll learn. There's a whole process over here. It's not a push of the process. But the point is, according to the Pichadosh, if after you tried, you did what you needed to do, and the guy says, no, I'm not letting go. You ba'aval me so terribly, I'm not letting you go. Okay. That's something to work on anyways. That was my Shabbat Shul Drasha yesterday about how to sometimes let things go. Some fantastic stories, but not for today. But the point is, the guy's sticking to his guns. He's not letting go.
Yeah.
He's not letting go. Zog to Prichadosh, you can go to Yom Kippur feeling fantastic. You did everything. You have a clean slate.
So you have a clue to forgive any avodah that was done.
No, I did not say that. I didn't say it. Definitely not. I said it's a good idea because the Gemara says, "Kol Mavral Midoysov, Mavral Kol Peshov." If you're willing to go beyond the call of duty and you're willing to say, I'll let it go, Hashem will do that for you. But it doesn't mean you have to. If you want to stick, you have all the right in the world. We'll come back to that. We'll talk about what happens when there's financial involvement. The guy broke your window, the guy mazik you, the guy whatever. We'll come back to that hopefully a little later. So we're going to get to that in a second as well.
Oh, you mean like via WhatsApp?
Right. Today the new thing is.
Yes, I'm a voice.
Today the new shtick is everyone sends these mass texts and then that's the day Yaitza with it. We'll see the pashtus is. It might be telling my friends in China. But we'll hopefully come back to that today as well. So let's, most likely. I always tell my Talmid, any question in life, the answer is probably a Machlokes Rishonim somewhere. If it's not clear, you got to dig it up and figure it out. But it's probably a Machlokes
Rishonim. And then it's a Machlokes Rishonim.
Yeah, that's usually the answer. So let's take a look at some very important Gemara. Zakti Gemara number 3, this is all in the end of Yuma. Says the Gemara, Omer Reb Yitzchok, kol ha-maknit es chaver. The maknit means you cause pain to your friend. Afilu b'dvarim. Even if it was just words, you didn't cause him a hezek. You didn't steal from him. You didn't damage him. Well, just b'dvarim, says the Gemara, tzarech lefaisek. You have to be mefaisek. Shinemar calls the pasuk. So I thought the pasuk was in Daniel, but of course my limited, very limited scope of Nach realized that I'm not right. I think it's a pasuk in Mishle. I think so. I'm not mistaken. Shinemar says the pasuk, b'ni me'rafto le'reyecha l'kat. Takas lazar keficha nekeshes beimrei ficha ois zois afoy benivi noto kibaot bekaf reecha leich itzrapes berahav reech. Very difficult pasuk to translate, but the pasuk basically says that if you have something that's his, bekaf reecha, give it back, and if not, reecha lecho hisrapes berahav reech. Try to be mar bereim. Try to create a camaraderie. We'll see what that means in a second. So the Gemara learns from here that there's a mitzvah to be mefayis your friend, it's a chiyuv, even if it was just bitvarm. That's worth mentioning. There's a very yisoyus dik machlokes between the Chafetz Chaim and the Bisal Salanter. Something you don't say that often. Machlokes between the Bisal Salanter and the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim wrote Shmir Saloshan. He printed that sefer first. Shmir Saloshan came out before the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah came out much later. So when he wrote first the Shmir Saloshan, he went to Rabbi Bisal Salanter. He was a very older man. He went to Bishol Salanter to get Haskamah. And Bishol Salanter read through the whole paper. He said, I like it. There's one thing I disagree with. Chavetz Chaim writes a Gevaldik Echidosh Halacha L'maisa in Klal Dalet. He says, let's say you spoke Lashon Hara on someone. You were Maisi Laz on someone. And that guy lost money because of it. Someone called you up about a guy and you caused him to lose his job. Right or wrong, whatever the case was. But L'maisa, you caused him a loss of money. So Chavetz Chaim writes, you have to go over to that guy and let him know that you did. Even though he never knew it was you. He had no idea it was you. You have to go over to him and tell him, by the way, you know, I'm that guy that caused you to lose your job 6 months ago. They pass because the Chavetz Chaim says it be so silent. I disagree. I don't think that's the right psak. I think even if you be'avot in a chesaron moment, you still don't have to ask him as long as he doesn't know it's you. Because what are you going to gain now? You don't know it's me. Now I tell you also, now you're going to hate me. So be so silent to pass. And that's what he says. I don't like about what the Chavetz Chaim writes because I disagree. Now the Chavetz Chaim seems to hold if you didn't cause him a loss of money, then you also wouldn't have to go back. Let's say, for example, you spoke Lashon Hara about someone and it didn't cause him any loss. No one believed the rumors. It didn't affect his mumminess. It didn't affect his life. So now I'm going to knock on his door every kid. But by the way, you know that service that you had last year? Oh, yeah, that was me. So Chavetz Chaim says in that case, you also don't have to ask. Even the Chavetz Chaim agrees in that case. Well, depending how much do you get, there's always grama elements and stuff like that in there.
What
are
you saying? It's not
available? It's an available. Because you really first of all, halacha l'maisa, if you look at the contemporary Achrayim, a lot of them pass like Bishol Salanter, which is usually not the way we go. We usually like Mishur, some Zalman passes that way. So other Achrayim, they tie halacha, which is very nice for all of us if we did something wrong, but maisa, that's your Bishol Salanter. Now, there might be a very long Dishamach, like you did. Right. He wasn't happy. He didn't give us gum. That's the way the story goes. I don't remember.
Before I was born, David.
But it never gets out to anybody else. You said Lashon Hara, or I don't know, Lashon Hara, whatever it might be. Oh, I hated the way the guy laid the shot. That's all you said.
Right.
It doesn't affect anybody else.
Right.
But obviously, you said it wrong by thinking between Bain Ishlish or whatever.
Right.
Is that what he's talking about? Machne is
Chavir. Okay, if the guy never knows about it, then it doesn't hurt him.
Right.
But they it's not come, a great thing to say.
That's right. So that's not good. Right, so that you'll have to work on the Menad Lamachim part. But if you hurt the person, if I got back to that guy that you said he did a bad job, so I didn't cost him any money. He didn't get fired from his position.
You also matches the person's UI.
Right. So it sounds like when we hear that the person's experiencing some form of pain over that. So I gotta happen to think there's a yisoyus dik of machlokes between the Bishol Salanter and Mr. Burr about how to understand the lomus of mechila. Because the Bishol Salanter's tiny is going to be more damage than good. What's going to happen? Till now, I had no problem with you. Now you told me what you did. Now forget it. And I can't stand you. So what? I'll pick him. You have to right the wrong. Or maybe it's not really wrong.
How are you writing?
I'm going to ask you mechila now. Right now, but the contrary argument is, but if you didn't know that you didn't like me, so then maybe we never got the ball rolling in the first place. And now you're going to just create problems by telling me that you did something.
Maybe by Monas, you have the Chavetz Chaim feels that since the guy had a loss, So he could take it to Beis Din.
And you'll have to pay that loss.
He wouldn't have known that unless you told him.
Yeah, but you'd have to pay that loss. According, again, if it's well, a direct...
How would you pay it?
Right. If it would be a real... I mean, I think the point of Chafetz Chaim is that he has to show that you might have really ruined him. Instead of just spreading rumors, you really ba'avled him in a real financial substantive way, I guess. But in any case, that's something maybe for a different year to talk about. Let's see one... Yeah.
Does it have to be an underlying avera for this law to come into play?
What do you mean?
So, for example, if I say something bad about something, I'm justified under halakha.
Oh, no. So then you didn't do anything wrong.
Then even though I'm hurting the
government. Yeah, no, but that's what you're supposed to do.
So it always has to start with
an right. It has to start that you ba'avled it. If I followed halakha, I didn't ba'avled it. You can't have time to something. I didn't do anything wrong. Halacha says that if I'm read about, ask the shidduch about a guy, I got to say X and Y, which itself is very complicated. But yeah, I didn't bother you. Can't be mad at me. I didn't do anything wrong.
You introduced us to a new word, babbled.
Babbled. Babbled. Babbled. Yeah, we turned into a verb. How does it work? Turned into a verb. No, I think that's English. Oh, I think it's Hebrew. When you do so, when you do an avot to someone, you ba'avot him. You turn it into a verb, I think, right? That's what it is. Okay. Let's see one more Gemara. Let's see a couple more Gemaras. Dog to Gemara number 4. Right, this is a very important Gemara. Dog to Gemara. When you go to ask Mechila from someone, you need to bring 3 people. Three rows of 3 people. You gotta bring a little party with you. No. We're gonna see. It means 3 rounds of 3. It means every single time you go to ask Mechila, you bring 3 people with you.
Hmm. And 3 different, or it could be the same.
We'll see. We'll talk about it. Says the Gemara. There's also learned from a pasuk. Then the Gemara ends off. One more Gemara. I finish with the Gemara. I says, what happens if you? Oh, one more very important Gemara. Anyone who's asking from his friend, do not ask more than 3 times. Now, this word al is very essential. Does al mean you don't have to? Or does al mean you're not allowed to? Which means it's mamash a cutoff. You go 3 times to the guy. Every time he says no, you go again. He says no. 3 times. Now, 3 times you're out. What does it mean now? It means I'm not allowed to go a 4th time and ask Mechila? Or it just means I'm not mechoyev to go a 4th time and ask Mechila? Very serious thing. Mechoyev, we'll come back to in a few minutes. Then the Gemara tells us what happens if the guy dies. Says the Gemara, v'meis, mevi, asar, b'nei adam, amizim, al-kvaroi. Let's say the guy dies, you never got Mechila from him. So the Gemara says, you got to take a minion to his keve, v'omai, and you say, dechatosi l'ashem alekai Yisrael, l'pleni shechavalti. So then, got to go to his keve. You got to right the wrong by going to his keve. One last Gemara, then we got to put this all together and see how complicated this really is. So this is a Gemara in the end of Yuma, a story with Rav and Rav Chanina. The Gemara says that Rav Chanina got very upset at Rav because Rav was giving a shir, and every single time a Gadol walked in, he'd stop and start from the beginning, but he didn't do so for Rav Chanina. There was a lot of bad blood between the two of them, a whole story at the end of Yuma, not for now, but the Gemara says that Rav Chanina was mad at Rav. Says the Gemara, 4 lines in. Ozel Rav legabe tleser mali yoyim de kipurim. Rav went 13 times in a row on every Yom Kippur to ask Mechila. I mean, 13 years in a row, every Yom Kippur, he would go ask him Mechila. But lo yifayis, he actually wouldn't be mefayisim. So, frankly, Gemara Kasha, v'heichid avid hochi, how was he allowed to do it? V'om Rabbi Yosef v'achanino kol mevakesh mitayim mechavei v'akesh meni yosef m'sholosh pamim. I feel you're not supposed to go more than 3 times. So, first of all, if the Gemara means it's tak osur to go more than 3 times, so the Gemara is a good kasha. If the Gemara just means you don't have to, so it's such a good kasha. Rav.
Rav
Chanina.
What? Sounds like
no. It might sound like this is over 13 years.
No. The 3 times. Yes, you said a year.
Yeah.
Is that
at
the same time?
No, it sounds
like 1 year.
No, it sounds like it's a lifelong deal.
We think it's Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, and he saw the Rav Chanina.
Yeah.
So it's his son that's saying don't go more than 3 times.
Why should it be any different than tshuva about an avera that you already did and then you don't do it again? Why should that be any different?
Because you still didn't clean it up. You still didn't ask Mechila. Right? He didn't fix the problem.
But Al does sound like he can't.
Oh, very good, very good. We'll come back to that in a second. So, and for the Gemara, Rav Shani. Rav was different. Who's Rav? I mean, Rav, the person in the story. Rav was different. Why was Rav different? So, if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel has a very interesting shot in the Gemara. Rabbeinu Chananel learns 2 lines into Rabbeinu Chananel, number 6, after Rabbeinu Chananel. Avol Talmid Bahadi Rav Shani. Says the Gemara, there's 7 rules. If he's your Rebbe, no. Rebbe is no limitation of 3. And since Rav was a Talmud, Rav Chanina, that required him to go more than the regular 3 times.
Why
didn't he start again for him?
Why didn't he start again for him?
What do you mean?
Isn't that why
he
was asking the
Fila? Right. Yeah, 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 yeah. So the Gemara, right. So the Gemara, there's a whole.
He must not have liked that last.
No, there's a whole back and forth. They had the whole story, but not for now. But right, even this Gemara is Rabbi Nachman writes that there's a new halacha that for a Rebbe you have to go more than three times. Favos, not why? But that's the way Rabbi Nachman learns the Gemara.
Go ahead.
Good. So that the Gemara actually asks. The Gemara says, "Why is Rabbi Chanina being so difficult?" So the Gemara has a whole time it's Rabbi Chanina was doing. But look at Rashi's chat, the Gemara. Rashi says, Rav Shani, Machmir Hoyola. So Rashi, nay, that's not Shani Gemara. There's no such new din that for a Rebbe you have to do extra things. Rav was a Machmir himself. Rav personally felt that he wants to obtain tshuva. He knows the Gemara that after three times he's potter, but he wanted to push himself. He wanted to go beyond the call of duty.
So it's not us, sir.
Oh, so the Chayav Vada, according to this, it can't be us. If it would be us, sir, Rav wouldn't allow to be Machmir Latzma. So it must be that Rashi learned the Gemara that you don't have to. But you could. So, affecting Gemara. Well, so then the Gemara's kasha is a stickle shver. That's the chay the shakwa tayyid the Gemara. The have a meaning the Gemara thought it's mamish asr. So, affecting Gemara, if it's asr, had a rabbi. He's like, Gemara, it's not asr. You don't have to. But Rav felt the urge to push himself. Rabbi Nechananu learned the Gemara not like that. Rabbi Nechananu learned the Gemara kipshute that you're not allowed to go more than three times. So, what's the Gemara's tayyid? Gemara says, no, exception to the rule. A rabbi is an exception to the rule. Now we got to break our head to figure out why is a rabbi an exception to the rule. Except as rabbi, why is that different?
And how about a parent?
And how about parents? That's what we're going to get to in a few minutes. Okay.
For a Rebbe, you can correct. Do something more than you can do for the
correct.
So you see there's something.
Yes, so we'll have to see how that plugs into this din specifically about Mechil. So let's see.
You often say that after three times, you've done your part with your girlfriend.
Yes.
But you can still keep going if you want, but you've done what you need to do.
That's probably true, which is the way we actually pass on Allah. We'll see the Maghreb run passes like that. Which means Avada, after three times, I get true from Akash Bok. But the question is, why am I keep on going? But is there anything left to gain?
Emotionally, you want to know.
Yeah, what the issue is, because generate more ability.
So that's what we got to get to. We got to first understand, why can't you do more than three times? It's the only place we're told, don't talk to your friend. I mean, don't. I want to. It's a big deal. It's an ulcer. So we'll see an amazing pre-chadash in a second. We're not talking about money. No money now. We'll get to money later. Oh, we'll get to that in a second. We'll see in a second. We'll see that in a second. We'll come back to that in 1 second. We have to see a Rambam first. Yeah. Hey, David.
No, I'm just thinking what the Indian of asking the feeler is it to make the person that you harm feel better by asking him to feel and allowing him to let it go.
Good.
Or is it a separate issue good. That you have to do that in order to be able to go back?
That's probably going to be telling a lot of.
That's why he was able to go back. So to be the time when the person's Baruch for that young tipper and you're not allowed to do more than three. So that's it.
Okay? Right.
But the guy still didn't forgive you, obviously.
So that's what we're going to. At some point, we're going to try to explain that. What exactly is the whole role of this? What am I trying to accomplish by Mevakesh Nechil? We'll get to that.
It's subjective. Is it
correct? For you? Is so let's see. Before we get to that, we have some other protests to see.
Very basic question.
Yeah.
They were always assumed to be another Jew.
That's a good question. That's a very good question. Usually, Chaveri assumes to be another Jew as opposed to a non-Jew or something else. Yeah, the assumption over here is we are talking about another Jew. I did see someone write that you should ask Mechila from a non-Jew just for Chel Hashem purposes.
But he doesn't even know about it.
He might.
You
yell at your worker in front of everyone. He feels like
Rabbi,
he says
this,
yes, that's what we're pointing out over here. The pastor says yes. But I did see brought down my law that a person should ask the healer for a good just because of the Hashem purpose. But I'll be, Yom Kippur stuff is only for a Jew. Now, Chaveroi could also sometimes connotate not a Rebbe, and also sometimes your parents are not called Chaveroi. Today, the world is like your parents, are healer, right? But it's not halach like that, which we'll come back to hopefully in a few minutes. Let's take a look in the tour number 8. Dr. Tour. Ubichol pam sheyikach yom. Good. The second line of the tour. Vim einay mispais b'shalish pam. And let's say he doesn't get appeased with it three times. Einay tzorich lefaisei oy. You don't have to appease him anymore. So what does it sound like from that? You don't need to, but you could. Comes along the Rambam. Number 9. A moiridik Rambam and hilchos tshuva. Zakti Rambam afilu lahiknis. We got to read this Rambam very carefully. Says the Rambam afilu lahiknis chaveri ela b'dvarim. Even if he only avled you, he only hurt you with words. Sarich lefayis, so you need to be mefayisim. Ulepagabo at sheyim chaloi. Go to him until he's moichu you.
So, I have a fundamental question: if you damage somebody with money,
yes,
cause them a loss, or you physically injure them,
You have to fix that before you ask the people.
We'll get to all that. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Bring up. We're going to talk about it. That's the second half of this year, which looks like I don't know if we're going to get to this year. But we'll talk about it. It's not Pasha at all. It's a whole different world when there's financial loss involved. We have a Steven and Rambam. We'll come back to that hopefully at some point.
And the three requests only count if you had the three people.
Very good. I want to get to that hopefully earlier than next year. Let's see. That way I want to get to for this year.
Especially, I think the philosophical would say
that.
Yeah. We're trying to say, you don't have to go tell the guys
specifically. We'll get to that. We'll get to all that, Blineder. If we could stay here till 12 o'clock, we'll get to all of that. But let's just finish the Rambam. Dr. Rambam. If your friend doesn't want to be Merkel, you. You bring a row of three people, Mireyav, of his friends. Of sounds like friends maybe of the guy you ba'avod. You meet him, you ask him. If you guys subtly saw what the Rambam just did, the Rambam just told us that the first time you go to your friend, you go by yourself. Then the second time, when he already told you the first time, go for Aikai, then you bring the three people. Loi nisratza lahen, he's not buying that. Mevi'in lo shniya u'shlishis. And you go another second and third.
So
very good. The Baralach is going to ask the Kasha in a second. Come to Chayes, according to the Ram, you got to go four times. The first time you go by yourself, and the next time, next three times you go with people. We'll get to all that. Right. We'll get to that.
Use the same three.
Where do you see four?
You can believe that guy.
No, he said the first time you go by yourself. Then he says, Loinus Ratzla, maybe Loshnia Uslicious.
That's two and three.
No,
the second and third. Loi Ratzo, then Menicha Vahilichla. Right? No, according to the Rambam, you go the first time. No. Then he goes, then he says, again, maybe, no, that's the first time. Loi Ratzo, Chavei Limchale, maybe Loi Shur. Again, the first time you ready bring a row, then Loi Nisratla, maybe Loi Shni Ushlishis.
Oh, okay.
Right? So now we got four times according to the Rambam. First time you go by yourself. So if you're successful, fantastic. We don't have to bring the three people. But if you're not successful, then you do three rounds with people. And then Dr. Rambam is the best line. Then, Loi Ratzah, he doesn't want to forgive you. Menichoy, leave him. Go away from him. Be done with him. Then the Rambam throws in seemingly a very irrelevant line. And now the guy who doesn't want to forgive you, he's now the sinner. So the Shaila is, Vus vilte Rambam with this line. What does the Rambam want with this line? What are we supposed to do with this line? Is this like a hashkafa? This is a halacha? Is this relevant? I'm not sure. But if you take a look in the Prichadish number 10, another very important Prichadish, the Prichadish writes that he's convinced that the Rambam argues on the Torah. We saw a Torah that the Torah holds, you don't have to go more than three, but you could go more than three. Says the Prichadish, but not the Rambam. Writes the Prichadish, mashma, he thinks the Shulchan Aruch, which we'll see in a second, a few minutes, the Shulchan Aruch holds you could ask more than three. Not allowed to. Where does he see that in the Rambam? Right, so he got it from the words of Ahoy, and I think he got it from the words of it means like, get away from this guy. He's now a bad guy. Why do you want to go to him? So Mele Kenzai in the Prichadish sword and that extra words in the Rambam that the Rambam holds, you're not allowed to ask more than three times. You're not allowed to. Or four times according to the Rambam.
Good.
We're going to see that Pshat in a second. Then the Prichadish points out, V'hochi mashman, listen to the Gemara. Says the Prichadish, forget the Rambam. I think it's doing in the Gemara like that. Why? Points out to Prichadish, what does Al mean? Al means don't. Mashma de Isure. So this is a very strong tenet of the Prichadish, which the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah, and Rei Rishayim didn't seem to be too concerned about. They learned that Al means you don't have to. But tenet of the Prichadish, Al doesn't just mean you don't have to. Al means it's awesome.
And when Rambam learns it, he's learning it to read and count or only the three where you're going.
Correct. Which we'll have to see the Baralach Muchas with that as well. So we have a double Machloikis on our hands over there. We have one Machloikis, when do you start the Mechila process? According to the Rambam, you start off first time, go by yourself. Then you go three. If after all that you've done, according to Rambam, stop. You know, it's like a poker game. Stop while you're ahead. Stop. Don't go any further. Well, according to the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, we'll see in a second how they configure the order. But they're going to tell you, no, you keep on going even afterwards. You don't have to stop.
Come with the two and three people.
Yeah.
Do you see them in the Gemara?
The Gemara said you're supposed to go Shalosh Shurish or Shalosh Shabini Adam. That's the Gemara. And the Gemara doesn't tell us when. The Gemara doesn't tell us who they are. Doesn't tell us anything.
The Rambam says only not the first.
That's correct. The Rambam says not the first. Correct. Now, first of all, has anyone ever seen someone go over to his friend with a group of three people asking mechila?
No, they probably do it.
I don't think they just don't do it because they don't know about.
I've never been part of it either.
So we'll come back to this. I'll lock mice in a few minutes. But mice, Frank the Birkas of Rome, Zaki the Romel goes itself. Another gold that we lost within the last couple of years from Kol Teiru. So he's bothered with the cash that everyone's bothered with. Well, how bad can it be to ask a third time, a fourth time? It's usher. What usher? I knock on the guy's door. I say, I want to be mochi. You can tell me it's usher. We call the zok in the Rambam. It's usher.
No, because maybe you make him feel bad.
Oh, I make him feel bad.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to be mochi, and therefore, because he doesn't want to make, I should make him feel bad. He doesn't want to be mochi. Leave me alone already.
I should make him feel bad.
No, what do you mean?
No. It's supposed to be marbe a race. It's supposed to create some form of like, you're surrounded by your friends, you're more noches, so perhaps. Now we'll see. You. Right. As opposed to one-on-one awkward stuff like that. Right, doing the same thing again. Right. So let's take a look at the Birchas of Rome. So Ravam Erlinger has a very geschmack of chat, which I don't think reads well in the Rambam, me personally, but I like the chat anyway. So he's bothered with the Kasha. He writes over here, number 11. He quotes the Prichadosh. And he says, very nice prichadash, a very nice diuk. But what's the reason? Why shouldn't you keep on going? So the simple answer is because you did what you were supposed to do and you're done. You know? But I guess you could take it like this. If you understand.
I want to make it awesome.
If you hold like the prichadash lishitasa, the prichadash holds that once you do your three times, you're done. So what am I doing anymore? There's nothing left to clean up. It's already cleaned. Aveir is gone. As the Pichadish told us that after you did your three times, or your four times, however you want to calculate it, you're finished. You can go to Yom Kippur because your Aveira is the stop.
That's from your end, but how about from his end?
But I don't need that. I don't need that according to the Pichadish.
So I don't need it. What's the whole point of asking for it?
No, I have to try. And I did try. I did my due diligence, and now I'm putter.
So according to the Pichadish, he holds this on the person asking.
Correct. The Pichadish is not goal-oriented. You don't have to accomplish a Mechila. So the question is, why are you continuing? For us. What's there left to clean up? So the Birchas Avraham comes with a very interesting shot.
That's why
it's very mistaver to say that there's no reason to keep on going. The question is, again, I didn't explain to you why it's usher. These times are wasting your time, but it's not usher. So Rabbi Avraham Erlinger comes up with this cop. He says, if I told you that after three times Javer is Nimcha, why do you keep on going back to the guy? Says it's because you don't believe me. You don't believe the Prichadash. You don't believe the Mishnah. You think that you actually have to accomplish Mechila. So that's the mistake that you're making. That's what you can't do. Because you're making a declaration, I don't trust. I wouldn't say I don't trust the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not clear. It's basically saying I don't trust the Prichadash, his interpretation of the Mishnah. Because if I told you that after three times you're good to go, why are you going a fourth time?
Why can't it be out of the context of Mechila? It could just be, I want this person.
He's assuming that I'm only doing this to fulfill my mitzvah. You're saying, wait a minute, I'd like to have the Shalom and Achmed raised. That's according to the Avraham Erlinger, when you go the fourth time, you're basically saying, I don't trust the Mishnah. I don't trust Achorinim. I got to cover my. What do you cover yourself? Hashem already forgave you. Right. Now, I don't like this chapter because I don't think it fits into the flow of the Rambam. Then the whole Rambam doesn't seem to have anything to do with Zesh. That's not the point. The point is that you are the Chayit because you don't believe the Mishnah. Meaning, to me, this chat is very nice and lump. Maybe it's very cute. I like it. But it doesn't read very well into the Rambam. But the Sfas is chat, I think, reads much better. Take a look at the Sfas Emes. Says the Sfas Emes number 12. He's bothered with the same thing. But the Sfas Emes wants to go back to another Gemara. The Gemara about Rabbi. Right? We had a Gemara where the Gemara told us Rav went 13 times to ask Mechila from Chanin. In fact, the Gemara, why? I thought more than three. The Gemara said, no, Rav Shan. So Rashi learned the Gemara that Rav was Machmar himself. So the Sfas Emes doesn't like Rashi's pshat. He writes, Avoloshana Gemara Rav Shani Mashavid Bedina Hayetzach Lesfaisa. Kind of the Sfas Emes, the Loshana Gemara sounds like not that Rav was a frumma guy and he wanted to get Mechila. It sounds like a Rabbi is fundamentally different. In fact, the Sfas Emes, why? Why is a Rabbi fundamentally different? Says the Sfas Emes, the Sfas Emes, what's Pshat in the Gemara? That more than three times you don't have to ask. What's so special? Says the Sfas Emes, we know after three times, Machloik is two times, three times, but after three times, we pretty much get the hint that you're not forgiving. That's why you don't have to go more than three times. Therefore, says the Sfas Emes, in Kain Yavi Oysali De Isser. You're causing him to sin. Why? The You're causing him to be an achzor. So therefore, says the Sfas Emes, that's why you're not allowed to go more than three times. Now that makes a lot of sense in the Rambam. Now we understand the Rambam. is now a reason why I can't go more than three times.
Yeah, but because, you could say, that's on him. That's not my headache.
But why should you set yourself up to turn him into an ounce? Every time you're going to go...
So then do me a favor, be more for me.
Okay, two wrongs don't make a right.
So that doesn't still work.
Well,
because he's saying that it already transferred over to the guy.
So that's... No, he's just saying that he's a... He doesn't say he's the same chayte. For a different reason, because he's an achzor.
Not because he's
not being moichel me. He's an achzor, because he doesn't want to. No, you assume he gets his...
Yes. He's on his head now.
He's a chayte. It doesn't say what type of sinner he is.
That he's taking on the avera. You normally need a two-step process, right?
Yeah, but I'm not sure why should that be.
You can first get mechila, then you could go to Hashem.
Correct, which we'll talk about, right?
So I assume that what he's saying is that that part of it transferred over.
I just learned that. That's why Lashon Hara, we say that. I just thought it means that now you're doing something wrong. So what are you doing wrong? So you're being an Azar, like the Ramah is going to tell us. And therefore, Zok the Rambam, if I'm going to turn him into an Azar, I shouldn't do it.
This comes out really nicely.
It's a big chiddush to say it that way. I'm not sure what that means. That if I'm not moichel someone, I get it. I'm not aware that that's true. Could be is true. I don't know. The Rambam sounds something along those lines. But
I forgive you for having done this, but I still have a time. You're like, you owe me $100,000.
Yeah, yeah. Again, we're gonna deal with the mominess later. This is strictly that, not the dvar. But look at the end of the Sfasemes, and this is really gonna open up another Pandora's box, which we have to talk about. Says the Sfasemes. If that's a pshat, now I understand another gemara. That's what sense. I will hocho yoder Rabbi Chanina shalom yate if. Now look at the sense. Now I can explain to you the gemara about Rabbi. Why is Rabbi Shani? Why do I have to go 100 times to my Rebbe? So the sense is because a Rebbe, you know, he's not gonna be an avzer. But then they're gonna forgive you. Therefore, ubevadi yesh l'tama mashayina moicholoy l'chin huta loy levaksh. So the sense is, but a Rebbe, Rebbe's different. Rebbe is not going to be coming out.
13 times.
No. They had,
it's not looking
the
good.
The Gemara Taka asks. The Gemara flipped the table. The Gemara asks, why didn't Rav Chanina forgive him? So the Gemara is a whole terrace of Chanina knew. A whole story. I ain't from the end of the Gemara. But this Svasemes I want to use for something else. Kum the Chayes, according to the Svasemes, the reason why a rabbi is different is because a rabbi is eventually going to forgive you. Your friend might never forgive you. He might hold the grudge forever. But your rabbi will eventually forgive you. So Yesh Lord, then what about parents?
Same thing. Habab and Machteris. It should be the same.
I would assume that even parents, no matter how badly the kid behaved,
right?
He maxed out your credit card. Right. He took out your car and crashed it. Whatever he did, right? All right. He really baveled you on whatever example you can think of. I would like to believe, I can't say for sure, I'd like to believe, at some point a parent would forgive their child. So following the logic of the Sasemis, it should come out that a parent is in the same madriga as a rabbi. Right. We'd like to believe. We'd like.
Yes.
So let's keep that in mind as we continue on. Rabbi Eliashiv, in his Ha'aris on Masechet Yuma, is also very bothered with Rashi's chat. And he says similar to the Sfasemes. And he writes the same idea that the three times is a chazaka. Look at the end. He says, Mikol Mokin, nonetheless, Hacha b'Rabbi lo Yishayach Zeh. She'erei ein zevadu shol yim cholay. Dr. Rabbi Eliashiv, by a rabbi, there's no guarantee he won't be mechli. With a friend, you have a chazaka, after three times, you won't be mechli you. So Dr. Rabbi Eliashiv, it doesn't exist like that by a rabbi. Rabbi is a different world. Then he says, "Ubi Rabbi Mishum Kvoidei Mechoyi Lefayis Yis." Not sure what Rabbi Yashin wants with this line. He says, "But by a Rabbi, I'll covet. Chiv covet dictates you have to go beyond the call of duty." So I'm not sure if this is a pshat unto itself. This is a combination to what he said before. But the point is that Rabbi Yashin is saying that there's a mitzias difference between a parent, between a Rabbi and a Chaveroi, and therefore for a Chaveroi, three times is already the sign that he's not going to change, and therefore don't bother. Mashen came by a Rabbi. All hope is not lost, and you have a chiyuv kvoid. Now you also have a chiyuv kvoid to your parents. So Ken Zayin also, according to Beliashiv, you'd have a chiyuv to go for your parents. But let's take a look at the mechad.
So that he must hold that there's an inyan in getting the desired result, not just asking.
No, because over there you're not right. Exactly. By a regular guy, I'll never get the desired result because he's not budding. Exactly.
Supposed to get
correct. In a perfect world, we'd love results. So with man on man, you won't get it, so we ask you to do your best. But with a rabbi or a parent, where you can get the result, we push you to get the result. Very good. Let's see Shulchan Aruch. Number 14, Zok the Mechaber. The im hu rabbi, if he's your rabbi, sarich leilich loy kam upon him. You have to go many times, actually he aspires until he forgives. Zok the Ramah. The hamoicha lo yi achzori. The guy who's being asked shouldn't be an achzor, melim chol. Unless he's doing it for a reason. He's trying to teach you a lesson. He wants you to learn not to do it in the future, but eventually he should forgive you. Says the Ramah, a very scary Ramah. Let's say someone slandered your name. Okay, he spoke ill of you. Zog de Ramo ain't sorich l'mchilot. You don't have to make them. You don't have to. That babbled you. And Mr. Brewer explains, you know why? Because even if you're meichel, but the words are, it's already out there. My reputation is ruined.
What happens if it's true?
So? I mean, depending on if it was mutter to say, that's one thing. Again, if it was mutter to say, if it was mutter to be said, if it was,
I don't want to get too specific. Let's say it comes to shidduch. Right? If you say something bad about a parent, but
if it was mutter to say, then you did something wrong. If it was not mutter to say, then you're in trouble. So if you right. It's usually not true, right? Right, Shemra means it wasn't true. Right, again, we're talking about when you had no right to say it, or. So, but Rabbi said, take a look at a Mardik and Mr. Brewer. If you read this Mr. Brewer, your eyes will. Listen, when I came across this, it's a Magen Avraham. Says the Magen Avraham. What does a rabbi mean? We're number 15. What's a rabbi? We kept on saying rabbi is different. Rabbi. What's a rabbi? So we thought it's a rabbi movuk. A guy spent his whole life learning by his rab. That's a rabbi movuk. Says the Mr. Brewer, Afilu ain't a rabbi movuk. Eloi shoshama mimenu divitur. So 1 second. Now we got to go like 20 steps back. What does it mean? So this I had. This was part of the machlokes I had during my Shabbos with Josh and my shul. What does it mean? Shoshama menu debeter. Right. We probably all heard Torah from each other over our years here together. Right? Some guy tells you dvater in the parasha. That's it. He's now included in rabbi. So someone tied it to me. That's not the pshat. Mr. Brewer doesn't mean. Mr. Brewer just means rabbi muvik is mamish a very high level of Torah. Shoshama menu debeter means he's your magid shir. He's your rebbe in high school for a year, but he's not your rabbi muvik. You learned 1 year by him, but you heard a significant amount of Torah from him. That doesn't mean that any guy who ever told you Dvar Torah is in this category. Because then it's hard. First, it's hard to be Masber and Lomdus. It's hard to practicality. But the words don't sound like that.
It was a mission for me.
Right. So he means that it doesn't. No, he means it's not a. Let's say a guy had a 10th grade rabbi. It's not a rabbi. Moving, you learn with him for 1 year. Well, I might say he heard a lot of Torah from him. Every day he gave him a share for 3 hours. Your rabbi in shul. He's probably not your rabbi Mavuk, but they taught you a significant amount of Torah. That also included. That's what someone wants to tanip shan the Mr. Brewers. I don't know. It's an extremely vague comment. It's what the Magen Avraham writes. And it's just a pelk because it turns everything up on its head. How are we going to be mazed with that? You have a chiv kavis for that. And the guy who tells you Dvar Torah is so compassionate, he's going to forgive you. The whole, all the svaras that we mentioned from Rabbi Yashiv and the Sosemis now become much harder to be mazed.
And then the Michael is never an achzari because he can say, well, I once told you Dvar Torah. Right. I never have
to. Right. It's a thousand times. This to me is the chiddush of the day. But okay, in any case, I'll leave that for the to ponder on their own. But let's keep moving because it gets only more geshmak. So Nachum, we have a machloekis returning on our hands. What's the status of a rabbi? We have a Magen Avraham who defines rabbi as not a rabbi muvuk, but someone who you heard Torah from. But we have many rishonim, Rav rishonim learn that there's a new chiyuv to be mevakesh mechila me rabbi until he's mefaisi. Where did they see that in the Gemara? The Gemara says that al yevakesh yaisim mekimol pomim. So where does the din of rabbi come from?
Maybe he's not Be'er L'Chaveru. Maybe that's not Shar Chaveru.
If you take a look in the Taz on the next page, number 2, the Taz writes a Gevaldik Chiddush. Dr. Taz, you should just know that Rav wasn't really a Talmud of Reb Chanina. It's not true. He wasn't. Dr. Taz. Says the Taz, second line, the Be'em is Rav loya Talmud Reb Chanina. Rav was never really a student of Reb Chanina. Alpha Bish Reb Chanina hea Rosh Av Bezdin B'makim Rebbeinu HaKadosh. El Dulamdu Kane mid the Omar Reb Yosef. So affect the Taz. Well, hold on a second. So why did we assume that the rules are different? Says the Taz from a different place. El Dulamdu Kane mid the Omar Reb Yosef Bachanina Mevakish Mitoy Mechaveiroi Mash Madafka Mechaveiroi Avoloi Mi Rabbi. Says the Taz, the deal came from the word Chaveiroi. Chaveiroi means a friend, you know, an equal. A rabbi is Nishkin Chaveiroi. Therefore, Zok the Taz, that's where we get it from. So the Sefer Kovetz Halacha is Rabbi Kwanimin asked Rabbi Shmuel Kamenetsky the following question. Halacha lemaisa. What about parents? Guy ba'avolt his parents in a very, very terrible way. And his parents 3 times are not moichel. Does he have to go a 4th time? So Rabbi Shmuel Kamenetsky wanted to taina, where that should be totally in this shayla. I would have thought it should be told in this Vasemis or Bliyasha that we saw. But he says no. He says, V'efsha sheesh nafkemina le'inyin ove v'ima. Hine. L'fima shekosav abisyesi gudi imei shemekar hu ma'od aminan rabbi shani. If you learn the Gemara, that's a rabbi, it's a din called rab, or according to the Magen Avraham, someone who's learning the Torah. So your parents, again, you could argue maybe your parents taught you Torah also, but maybe they don't fit that category. So he tied his term Shmuel Kamenetsky, maybe your parents are also not called Chaver. So Shmuel Kamenetsky Paskin, the steamers are poiskim mayri the davke be rabbi dino, avo be ovvi imay in tzorech avakish el gemopam.
What's the chiluk though? Right? If you're doing it because it's not chavero, then why should it be different?
That's his argument. He's saying the chavero, so parents shouldn't be chavero, and you should have to go more than 3 times for your parents.
Oh, so he's saying you should go.
Now that's out of the task. He thinks you should. So Shmuel Kamenetsky said that in the Paiskim, it sounds like no one draws a distinction between parents and regular people, even though, again, based on what we saw in Sfas Emes and based on what we saw maybe in Rabbi Yashiv, I would disagree. But he paskins that parents are not the same as rabbi. But he writes.
Unless the father said that they're
right. So I don't know how that's going to work. Right. So if you learn Kipshut, the Magen Avraham, Kol Shalom, the Mimenu Teres, I'm stunned. Everyone learned some form of Teres from their fathers over the years. But I'm not sure if that's what Mr. Berur means. But he writes over the Ayim Mikor Chaim. He tells you to look at the Mikor Chaim. Mikor Chaim is the Nesivis. So he writes over there, disagrees with Shmuel Kamenetsky. He writes, no, rabbi and parents are the same. Okay. Comes along of Nevin Sol, So again, it's all Tolly, in how you learn the Gemara about rabbi. It's all Tolly. So Zogta Bevigdin Nevin Sol, number 19. Ha'im din hayrim kidin rabbi shetzarech lefaisa lo ilam ha'shemaychum. Someone asked him, Nevin Sol, the Shiloh. Are parents the same as Rabbeim? Zogta Nevin Sol came. And he has no footnote about it. It's not like a Shiloh by him. It was partial to have Nevin saw that parents are like Rabbeim. Like not even a Shiloh. It's amazing. The rest of the Sefer, everything has a footnote with a Stikol Torah and a Makar. This he writes on a Makar, on a, it's partial. Number 19. So we have a Mamash and Machloik contemporary Gedei Lechroinim. Can't get more contemporary than that, right? Between Shmuel Kamenetsky and Rabbi Levinson, whether or not, and again, I think the Shiloh is really totally in the Sasemes and the Abliyashin and the Lumdus, but here we have on the page a real Machloikis Achroinim about how to look at such a situation. Again, the Shiloh is again, we have a Gemara about Rabbi. Now we know Rabbi is not only Rabbi Muvah gets even watered down to someone who told you Torah. Question is, where the parents fit in? So it could be telling what we said. Now there's a lot more to get to, but due to the constraints of time, I'm going to just jump around a little bit. The Maisa, Reb Neventhal has another piece that I want to talk about, number 25. Neventhal was asked the following Shaila. Number 25, we're going to skip to number 25. A guy tried to appease his friend 3 times. Would there be a chiyuv? So the Shaila says, so we all know now. It's a no-brainer, of course not. Right, the whole din of lakish akivro is when you didn't accomplish mechil, but I accomplished mechil.
Why did they tell
you? Right, if I accomplished mechil, why do I have to go to his kevah?
I didn't accomplish mechil. I accomplished asking
for mechil. But is that all I have to accomplish? So Zaktiv Nevin Sal Tshuva in Paisa Kedin in Tzarech Lakachas Minyan Lekav. Look, come on, it makes sense. We all agree to that fact. Look at the footnote.
Why did he just say love?
No, because this one he has more to say over here. Look at the footnote. Now, I think he wants to bring out the point that you actually have to be mafais and kedin. The guy says, oh, yeah, I was mafais. Yeah, if it was kedin, you don't have to go. But Dr. Nevin's on the footnote, he writes over here, not so fast. He writes, also, Masha Yochal, you did whatever you did, what you needed. Vein Tzorach Yos, Ra Kafachayim, good. Omnom, however, Bisvas Emes, Lima Pezayin, Chiddish, says with Nevin's, what's Das, Vas Emes. The Svasem says the Masha in the Terech Yoyser Achli Gimel Pomer. Why do you have to go more than 3 times? You shouldn't chazok or shloyim chaloy because it's assumed he's not going to be malchiv. Umemela, zok there. Acham misos yikach minyan the koyve kadesh is chapel. Zok there. He quotes the Svasem. I did not see the Svasem inside. I don't know where the Svasem appears, but I'll trust him. But the Svasem says that the chazok is he's not going to forgive you. But after misos, it's a different playing field, and therefore you have to take a minyan to his kevah.
Also good. Sorry, either. You know what I mean? You sort of almost give the guy who was asked for the mechila, the opportunity, I don't know how it works in the Olam Emes, to go ahead and get his mechila.
Yeah, I'm not claiming to understand what any of this means. But clearly, the Sfas Emes is assuming that you didn't clean up your mess in this world, but you had a p'tur.
So when you go to the kever with 10 other people, do you have to tell the 10 other people exactly how you were bavled the guy?
Most likely.
The guy knows. It was a lie. So he already knows, so why do I have to embarrass myself?
Yeah, I don't understand any of this, but I just think it's in the gate to the lumbus. That the Sasem is somehow for staying that you didn't really clean up the mess. And therefore, when you could clean up the mess properly, you're mechoyev to do it.
But he knows already.
Somehow there's some kayak that asking mechila by the kevra. I don't know.
Why isn't he mechaper by himself?
That's what it sounds like. I think he has a better chance of acceptance than when he's alive.
How do you know? 1 second. After Misa, why isn't he just Mechaper without asking?
I know. The Gemara says that if you don't ask Mechil, you got to go to the
But camp. He did ask him. But he did everything correctly.
No, he didn't. But the Sasem is not the shot. You really did it. You did all you could do, but you never cleaned up the mess. That's always the shot. Did you clean up the mess or you just, you ate the way you had to do? Okay, now we get to the real part. This is the real Ikasugi, number 26. Let's read this mechaber very careful. Very careful mechaber. Which I think most people don't keep. And I'll change that. I know most people don't keep. Says the mechaber. Abeirish min adam mechaber, abeirish min man and friend. Ein yom kiv mechaber ashi yifasen. So you appease him. Vafilu hikmi abu dvam. Even if you only heard him with words. Sarach lefaisa. Yemein mefais. Barishayna. If you're not mefais the first time, yavz v'yedech pam shni yisluj. Go the second and third time. Ubechol pam yikach imo yishloish anas. And each time, you should take three people. Oh, that's a deal. Sounds like from the Mechaber, and even the first time, you go over to your friend, you bring three people with you. Has anyone ever heard of this in their life?
No.
No.
He also argues on the Rambam.
He clearly argues on the Rambam. That's right. He argues on the Rambam.
That's a quick question. Tzarat Lefaiso. So Lefaiso is to appease him. So are we saying that the act of asking Mechila is an appeasement? Meaning,
in other words, this is dictum count.
No, 100%.
It's basically on the person being asked Mechila. So it's a state of being that's happening to him by virtue of you asking them Mechila in the first place. So it's almost like he's being appeased because you are asking him. That's the lesson from the word by itself.
No, but Ainim kibbuk ab achi fasenim. That's a deal.
Until you appease him, not until you ask him. Regardless of whether he's
correct. So that's what I really wanted to get to.
So maybe that's the hazaka. After three times, it's a din as if he was machol you, even if he didn't say it. In other words, you're considered as if you got machila, even though he didn't say to you.
So that's what the prechazal said, but not the way you're saying. Prechazal says the point is you're saying that you want to say that after three times that what.
So he was appeased after three times.
He wasn't. Because every time he slammed the door on your face.
But three times is
a chazaka for something. So you want to say it's a chazaka for what? So the way the Sassan said, it's a chazaka that he's not going to be. He's not forgiving.
By the way, we're also
so I just don't know why the Lush of Lefaiso is there.
So there's a lot.
It should be Levake Shoso.
So there's a Lush like that in the Mishnah in Baba Kama, source 36, which we're definitely not getting to. Which there is such a difference in Nusa between Yisratza and Yavakish, which we don't need to talk about.
Only in the person you're asking. It should only be telling what you're doing.
Well, that's if you assume that all that the Torah asks of me is to try. If the Torah expects a goal out of me and an end result, so then it's more. Again, a lot more to talk about over here.
People always say Yomalchami. They don't say Yomalchami because I
right.
Was
right. So we're going to learn. You're supposed to tell him what you did wrong, not just tell him.
Never. What's up, things?
Of course not. No one's ever mafarat achet. All things are joke. So again, so what do we have on our hands, Rabbi? You said we have a maridik and mechaber. Mechaber seems to say that what? Right. That's what simple reading the Gemara. The reason why it's maridik because no one ever heard of it in their life. That's why it's amazing to us, right? Right. Now that we learn the Gemara and Yom, it's like, yeah, that's what the Gemara sounds like, right? Now the kash is really on the Rambam. Now the truth is, you could be matche. If you want to be a shtickle medayik over here in the mechaber, you could get out of the deal. You could read the ram. You could read the mechaber and get out of it. You could read the mechaber like this. That when the mechaber says "ubechol pam yikach ima shloish anasha" means every subsequent time. I'm not throwing it out there for fun. "Ubechol pam" doesn't mean every time, even the first time. "Ubechol pam" means every subsequent time after the first time he takes repeat. But the Mishnah Berurah did not learn like that. The Ber Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim thought this is absolutely not what the mechaber means. The mechaber means even the first time he takes repeat. So now the problem is, we never heard, we never saw. I'm in the middle of 26. So now, his question is, because we never heard, we never saw, is that a raya, or is that just because? So here's a shayla. Let's say Mechaber is Kipshuta, and the Ber Halacha points this out. Let's just quickly get to the Ber Halacha, because we got to get to this. The Mechaber right away jumps on the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, you see from the Shulchan Aruch that he argued on the Rambam. The Rambam held the first time you go by yourself, then you go three rounds with people. While according to the Shulchan Aruch, you go the first time with three people, and you only go three times. Frek de Ber Halacha, what Michael asked earlier, that the Gemara is the Chayra Shtaka Raya against the Rambam. What did the Gemara say? You now go more than three times. According to the Rambam, you're always going three times. So like the Ber Halacha, no, it means three times with people. The Gemara said, don't go more than three times. We don't go more than three times with people, but you're going to go Sacha Kol four times.
Yeah, but Rambam's got to read that into that, which is also doesn't fit so good into the lawsuit.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it makes sense if I can avoid
publicizing
this. Don't take a first shot,
Rambam. Right. Exactly. You know, like the assumption the Mechaber is, in the Rambam was that the three times is only a bidiyah.
Right.
And then the Mechaber comes and says, no, three times is lechatchil. But here's the $1 million question. All right, that's right. That's the way the Rambam
went. You may be causing this guy more tsar.
Possibly.
Oh, you're the guy they were talking
about? Right. But here's the best part. Rabbi said. Let's say a guy A guy decides to skip the three people. He goes to the Sen the first time, first try, and the guy's Moichel Mbalev Shalom. Tell me he's not Yoitza because he didn't bring three people. It's ridiculous. Can it sign? You're not Yoitza.
And also, what did these three people do? Does it have to be like a dinner of a bezim?
No. We'll get to it in a second. So what's the movement over here? If it's not Ma'akiv, so then what's the whole purpose? So if you take a look over in Shmuel Kamenetsky, he says something which needs a lot of heads, in my opinion. He writes this. Number 28. You go the first time by yourself. He thinks that the mechaber doesn't really mean you need to say three people the first time. So then why does the mechaber write it? I don't get this. I mean, it's like it's an eighth of time. You want to accomplish your best shot at mechaber. Meaning the Gemara and the mechaber are giving you advice. How to get mechila? You want to know the best way to get mechila is bring three people. But if you know you don't need the three people, skip it.
No, but it makes sense because in other words, before I get to the level,
I don't disagree with you. That's not what it says. I agree with you. But we got to look at the words. The words of the Gemara, the words of the Mechaber, don't say that. And then he writes at the end, "V'chein noigim." He's definitely right. That's definitely what we all do. "V'chein noig maranag grachalik." That's what Chaim used to. That's what everyone does today, right? Not because we know this din, it's because that's what everyone does. But then he writes something amazing on the bottom. He says, "Who are these three people that you take?" He says you could take kids with you. Kids. Right. So let's say every Yom Kippur I'm watching my three kids because my wife is working. So I have my 10-year-old, I have my whatever, I have my 10-year-old, my 5-year-old, my 3-year-old. We're going to take a little trip to the guys, knock on the door. The kids are fighting with each other, kicking each other. I tell the guy, by the way, you know, yesterday I hurt you. He can't hear them because my kids. He says, get out of my house. Dog, I was making the dinner to Gemara for
one down.
A pella. So he writes in the bottom, he says, where did this come from? So Shmuel Kamenetsky says he got this from a story with Reb Chaim. What's the story with Reb Chaim? Reb Chaim once went to be mafia someone, and he took the Biskarov with him. And the Biskarov was on the bar mitzvah. So you see, you could take katana. Now, if you're a real Brisker, what's the answer to that riot? The Biskarov as a katan was better than anyone who's a golem. If you are a real Brisker, that's the text. Biskarov. Biskarov. But again, the whole thing to me is very strange. You're going to bring your 10-year-old.
That's when it says
Anash. Right. You're going to bring your 3-year-old kid. You're going to bring the baby in the stroller. Where do you draw the line? Someone asked, what about women? Can you bring women? Yeah. I think you can bring women. Why not?
How about him?
If you have some. Okay.
So this is one rabbi, it's not three.
Right. Here's the best part. I know we're way over time. We got to finish with this. What does everyone do? Instead of doing what it says in Shulchan Aruch, what we all do is we just say Tefillah Zaka at the end of the day, and we figure all's forgiven. Someone came to Chavetz Chaim and pointed out something important to the Chavetz Chaim. This Rebbe Zion Strandfeld. He told the Chavetz Chaim there's a big problem over here. Most Yidden don't get through the whole Tefillah Zaka. They run out of time. So if you look up in the Chayadim, we had this year last year.
That's why the rabbi speaks.
We spoke about it last year. If you look up in the Chayadim, the way his order for Tefillah Zaka is, first he talks about Ben Adam Lechaveiroi. Then at the end he talks about Adam Lamakom. So this Yid came to the Chavetz Chaim and said it's terrible. Why? Because since most Yidden only get to half of Tefillah Zaka, which half did they get through the first half? The first half is where you talk about Ben Adam Lamakom. You never even get to the part of Ben Adam Lechaveiroi. So the Chavetz Chaim changed the order of Tefillah Zaka. You look in the new machzor, look in Art Scroll. So Art Scroll points this out. If you have an old machzor, it will not switch it. The old machzor will have it the way we have it, which means you first talk about another mumakim, and unless you say the whole Tefillah Zaka, you're never going to get to another machaveish. Because someone told me that in Chavetz Chaim Yeshiva, they take a make a clock on the bima 10 minutes before the Zman, everyone switch over, start saying the Ben Adam Lechaveir part. Because if not, you get zero. But the way the Chai Adam structured Tefillah Zaka, most of us would never get it. So this Yid, I don't know who he is, he did Klai Yisrael an amazing taiva. He helped that Klai Yisrael. Now Klai Yisrael, at least how the Yoytah of Tefillah Zaka we have to talk about one day. But Lamais, at least now, if you say the Tefillah Zaka, you at least will get the Ben Adam Lechaveir. Right, you're not getting any of this. I said there's so much more to talk about, but we'll have to leave it for a different year. I forgot to mention that Rabbi Zimmerman asked me to announce that he's making a vork today for his daughter between 1 and 4 at Temple Israel on Central Avenue. So Baruch Hashem, we can end on a high note with the Simcha. Wishing everyone a maximum time. The way schedule works out, we will not meet again until after Sukkot. But again, after Sukkot, not like what it says on the website, we're not learning Sukkot anymore. It says on the website we're learning Sukkot. We're not learning Sukkot. We're learning Kedushin. So Mr. Shem, after Sukkot, this year, after Sunday, after Sukkot, we'll get back to Kedushin. We'll be learning the Inyonim of Mitzvah Seishat Magromo. Wishing everyone a Gemach HaSimitav, a good Gemach Shor. It should be a year full of Bracha V'Aflacha.
Anybody need to
start? Life show. I'm sorry. I heard microphone.
Sure. Go on the Yisrael website and why you Torah.
This is his 14th year. He's 21. I don't have anything to do with his mother. So I don't know when he's there, but he was, he should be in or whatever. But they're good stuff.
So, Michael, I want to ask you, Michila, in front of everybody.
It's okay, I don't mind.
It's all in good faith. Good
fight. Michael.
See my
Give him a joke. Give him a joke.
Thank you very much. I very much enjoy this.
Okay, then, I love when you come.
I can't make it all the time.
I understand. We love when you're here.
Oh, I hope you make all the mistakes I made in the email.